This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Another day, living in Wonderland with the Mad Hatter. President Trump engaged the country in 90 minutes of me time in a rant before Congress, but that's hardly news. While the Republican side of the House rose in applause, the rest of the room and world continues to recoil in horror. In the wide, wild world, some of the reaction is more personal than the hand-wringing of politicians and businesses over the damages that are being wrought. I saw a Facebook post of a friend, a labor lawyer in D.C., who's housing federal employees suddenly thrown out of work. A book reviewing organizer for social policy missed the issue deadline because he was dealing with so many federal workers in chaos over the loss of livelihood. Returning to type as a million measles outbreak expands in West Texas, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary, cheered several unconventional treatments, including cod liver oil, but again did not urge Americans to get vaccinated. What? Children dying? Me worry? The French and British were upset and perplexed that Vice President Vance referred to their proposal to provide a joint peacekeeping force on the border between Ukraine and Russia as something suggested by random countries. The Germans found a way to protest the actions of Elon Musk's pocketbook. Sales of Tesla cars in Germany, Europe's largest market for electric vehicles, dove 76% in February compared with a year earlier. The German Association of the Automotive Industry said Wednesday, U.S. carmaker sales in the country have fallen 2 months in a row. Demand for Teslas has also dropped in other European countries since Musk became a de facto member of President Trump's cabinet and ramped up promotion of far-right parties in Europe and elsewhere on X, the social media platform he owns. Tesla's share price has fallen more than 40% from its peak in December and erased all the gains made after Trump won the presidency in November, when investors bet that Musk could use his influence in the White House to benefit his businesses. The Canadians are changing political alliances based on Trump's tariff threats and crazy proposition to make Canada the 51st state, as well as reversing course on their feelings about their hockey legend, Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky's close ties with President Trump and the perception that he is not standing up for his native country as Canadians feel attacked by their southern neighbor has altered the way Gretzky is viewed across the nation. Guilt by association is still guilt north of the border. Mexico can't figure out why they got slammed with tariffs after having done everything Trump's people asked them to do. Trump says he'll keep at it until opioid deaths decrease, but they have decreased. This is just another day in the news with the Mad Hatter in charge and the rest of us living somewhere with Alice in Wonderland. Who knew there might come a day when being an American meant you were virtually alone in the world? This is Wade Rathke for questions and comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.